Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled, Jesus and Christ. And the reading is Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus from the Gospel of John.
There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he? Jesus answered, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Jesus and Nicodemus seem to be talking at cross purposes. Nicodemus' statement is really a question, isn't it? Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, and so forth. Can't we hear his unspoken words, aren't you? Jesus understands Nicodemus, of course, but his answer doesn't seem to be an answer at all. Unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Who is speaking here? It was well known where Jesus was born, and to be born from above was not readily understandable to this population of Palestine. Richard Rohr, the Franciscan theologian, would make the point that this conversation is not typical of Jesus, the carpenter's son. This is Christ speaking. In his new book, The Universal Christ, Father Rohr makes this point. Instead of saying that God came into the world through Jesus, maybe it would be better to say that Jesus came out of an already Christ-soaked world. Christ, meaning the outpouring of God into everything visible without exception. How is Jesus, as Christ, to explain all this to Nicodemus? With compassion. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above, he tells Nicodemus. And later, he presents a symbol that is as mysterious as it is familiar to us. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. What are we being told? Can we read in this message a commentary on the Trinity? First, the Creator God in the kingdom, then Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, as Paul's letter to the Colossians tells us, the divinity who is the life of all that is, then the Spirit, imaged by the wind, the counselor who animates and fills all that is with holiness. Nicodemus is the stand-in for us, isn't he? And Jesus' message to us, Christ's message to us, that we are born of water and the Spirit and fire and earth as Jesus was. That the world that we know, beautiful and startling and pain-filled, the world in which Jesus lived and died, is infused with Christ. Every person, every part of nature, everything. Can we accept it? Can we live it?
Thank you.